We're back. We're so
Hello.
sorry.
I know. Technical difficulties today. Sorry.
Yeah, IG violated. I said, get the fuck off the stream.
For real, like, oh.
We're being too woke for Instagram. We
For real.
apologize.
They don't want us to talk, man.
But we're back.
Let's see. I'm sure about that.
Let me go here. Boom. Okay, go. All right. So yeah, for the people that are in here that are new, that did not hear us earlier, we are talking about the election, but we're not going to get too much into the politics. We are trying to focus more on the emotional parts of it.
And like why we feel that way and whatnot,
Yeah.
which is why, yes, politics will be involved just as an explanation as to the feelings that we're feeling.
Yeah.
Or me, I guess. You know, you, me.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to remember.
I think you asked me that, how has it affected me? Just the what I remember, like I'm going through my recollection right now. You said, how does it feel because I'm a woman, I'm a person of
Yes.
color, Latina, first generation, like and when I heard that he wants to take away birthright citizenship, I think I sent you that video. That I saw that and I got scared. And I don't know if that's like misinformation completely, but
I don't know. I think that is real. 'Cause I was talking to somebody that goes to basketball with us, and I asked them if they were going to vote, and they were like, "Oh no, like I don't I forgot what they said specifically, but it seems like that is like what he's trying to do. Like he just wants to take that away just because he's so worried about illegal immigrants coming into the country. But it's, I don't know. Yeah, it's like I don't know.
it instills fear in my heart for real. Like that in that aspect, right? As a woman, I don't like that my body is being voted on. And then
Yeah,
there's now
that's
actually
terrible.
like the election happened and now there's people talking about some your body, my choice.
I then I saw a Twitter post of a dude saying that, and I was
Yeah.
like,
His name is like
what in
Nicholas
the
J.
fuck?
Fuentes. I know his name.
I'm
Ew.
like, what? Anytime I see guys like talk that way, I'm like, oh, y'all niggas really think this way. Like, this is really how you feel about
I
women.
showed it
Like,
to
you
a
really think.
friend. Yeah. I showed it to a friend. And she was like, is this a joke or is this real? I was like, no, he's being dead serious.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
It's scary. It's so because now that is normal. Now that is normal. Now that is okay. And I think
It's
people
like,
aren't getting that.
yeah, they're not at all. And I wonder like where that like stemmed from. Like, how do you even think that way? How do you feel that way?
Like, how can you, like, how can you do that? How can you feel that way? I don't get it. I really don't. Like, it's really just, I can't fat, like, it doesn't make sense to me because I can't.
Think that way.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know. It's
In
I really
every
don't
single
know.
way, it's actually terrifying. Like, and I know I live in New York, but it's still scary because it's like I said, if he can appoint those two justices to the Supreme Court, right? Whatever. And then that's pretty much the reason why Roe v. Wade got overturned and blah, blah, blah. Like, if that can happen, what else can happen? That was only one branch of government. Now all of them are red. This is scary for me.
And it's like people aren't so quick to, research, or like they're not intellectually interested in into anything. Like they're very much like, I'm just accept what I see in front of me. Whatever happens in my daily life, I'll let that happen. But outside of that, I don't really care what's going on in the world. And it's like that's a really scary way to live.
I just don't want to be scared all the time. That's my thing. And I think even when he got elected the first time, I was 16. I was a junior.
Yeah.
And I was so upset that I couldn't vote. So, like, this time I was like, please, please, I hope I make a difference. It's just, it makes me so upset. Like,
and that's the one thing which, like, in 2024, I still don't understand why we're following this, but it's like, it's insane that we still base the election off electoral colleges instead of the popular vote, even though, despite the fact that Trump still won the popular vote, which is still nuts to me. But because the fact that we still conduct it that way is crazy. The Democratic
Party is just fighting too much. I truly believe that's the issue. I feel like we're too divided.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's one criticism people have throughout this whole race.
I just,
yeah, I'm not gonna lie. On my, so on my ballot, like, I'm considered an independent. Like, I don't have any sides. And not even because, like, I'm, like, I secretly want to vote Republican. It's just, like, nah, I just don't know who the fuck the Democratic Party is going to put up. So I'm, like, I'm not even going to just assume I'm going that way anymore.
Yeah. Like, if it was Obama, shit. Like,
yeah, it's funny. Every time I hear or see Obama and Michelle like giving speeches, I'm always like, Michelle, like, why don't you just hop in there and run real quick? Because like she's incredible. But every time someone asks her about it, she's like, "Fuck no." She's like, "I've seen how stressful my husband was."
She's like, "No, I want to live a peaceful life now. Thank you."
Yeah, she's like, "I'm not doing that." Yeah,
valid, fair.
And people be going towards their kids and shit, like criticizing every little thing that they do, and like they're full on adults now, and they're still like, I think I don't know which one of the daughters, but she was at a.
These are the same people that criticize this. That think that this president that we now have.
They is don't criticize like, him, right? Yeah, it's so ass backwards.
Like, and it's like, and what? No, have you seen those? No, these get me for real. The ones where they're like, they'll be like, oh yeah, would you vote for Joe Biden if he said this, this, and this? No, of course not. Would you vote for anybody that said that? No, of course I would never. Actually, it was Trump that said that. Every time.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know. Yeah, that part of it, I don't understand.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, at this point, I'm bringing you facts, and you're still like, well, fake news.
Well, yeah, it's like...
What do you mean, fake news, man? Like,
people, they like him. For whatever reason, they like him. They're like, you know what, I'm going to support him no matter what. I think, to be honest, because this is, like, one thing that, like, I constantly kept hearing throughout the race, is that, like, when it comes to Democrats, they feel like they talk down to people, and then, like, when it comes to Trump, like, they seem like he talks to people, which, like... I could kind of see, like, I mean, I think Kamala does talk to people. It's just like she's more direct when she.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Hold on. My camera.
We should have a button that goes. Beep.
Oh no, my camera died. That's what happened. Oh wait. I can fix this. I can fix this. Camera, boom, face on ID.
Bob the Builder. I'll be the song. Ha!
I'm back. Terrible computer screen. I mean, computer camera, but we're back.
It's not that bad, actually.
Yeah. I don't
know.
Well,
like I'm it. Seeing it here it's right so now. Gross. I'm about to tell you. Okay, Josh, relax.
What do you say now?
Back at it with the faulty equipment.
Hey man, are you paying for this? No. Okay, shut up.
Didn't even give him time to answer. Period.
Nope. what were you saying? Yeah. Oh yeah. Like I think people just feel like maybe Trump speaks to them in a better way than the Democratic Party does, and that's why they voted for him. See, is that true? No.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Oh. Republicans speak to the people.
But you know, I think what happens, I think Trump goes to these rallies, goes to these different states, and like says whatever they need to hear in that moment, leaves, goes to another state, says the complete opposite, but it goes with that agenda for that state. And they all like, oh, okay, and the cool.
Thing is, you know what's so crazy? I think, I guess Kamala was doing that too. And they were criticizing her for that. But it's
but
just like.
Because, yeah. Because one, they don't like her. So they're not going to agree. Two,
but, and, but it's just like, if you're getting votes, I mean, like, dude, you're campaigning, you know? Like,
yeah.
You're doing what you got to do. But at the same time, it's like, the people can't just listen to what he just said right there in that moment. It's like, I feel like, I don't know if I said this already, but it's definitely like, I feel like some people want to make that behavior normal because they can't deal with it for real in their real lives. So it's like,
could be.
Now it's a normal thing. And so then now they say this and then they act a different way over there. That's also another thing. Maybe you have that in your personal life and you don't want to face it and you want to make it normal.
Yeah. But it's, I don't know. It's just a shame. All right. Let's talk about more positive.
Positivity.
This, right?
Positive in New York City, at least.
Yeah.
Here. We got Prop number 1 passed. Woohoo. I'm so happy.
He's doing his job, like, yes.
Blessed we're living here. Blessed I'm living here, for real. I cannot say that enough, for real. And even the way that he brought it up, I truly felt like, okay, wow. Like, I feel like you finally said something with some sense. Like, and I don't like our... Are we frozen or is it my computer? I think it's my computer.
I think it's the computer. On my phone, we look good.
No, it's definitely
the earth is boiling. Yeah, I mean, you know what's funny? No, none of them brought up any type of like climate change conversations or anything of that sort. No recycling.
That's super important, bros. Guys.
Nothing but all this processed food we have. No conversation on that. And that's a real
thing. That is like, yeah, let's really talk about it because it's November and it's almost 80 degrees outside.
Yeah, like. Nuts. What was that, Wednesday? It was like 75 or something, and it was
bro,
like, what the
that
fuck?
That was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday and 2 days ago, around. I'm over here sweating in my jacket walking to work.
When I left work, I went to go play basketball at 189 on Wednesday. When we got out at 9, it felt humid outside. I was like, this is fucking weird.
It's summertime. You ever seen that vine? It's summertime.
And I don't remember the last time we had, like, real snow either. Like
real, that's what I'm saying. I think the last time was when we were in high school in 2015 or 14.
Yeah.
That big one, it went up to my hips.
Yep. Because, like, now it's like we have, like, a day or two of... Bro, I think last year it snowed, and then the next day it was, like, 70 degrees and all the snow was melting. And I was like, what in the fuck? What is happening?
The thing is, the air be so ice cold and crisp the day after a snowstorm. I don't know. Oh, I saw one of the questions that said, wait, pause, because now that I'm thinking about it, New York was very quiet on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. So my friend Nancy, she asked, did we feel how silent New York City was?
I did.
To be honest, I didn't feel it. I live 10 minutes from my job.
No,
so
I don't know. I don't know if Trey did. Trey, you tell me because he lives like a few blocks down. Like, I felt like it was super quiet. Like, for me living in where I live at, like,
no one was talking.
It was quiet. Like, like, I felt like it was so much like silence. And it was like a little bit like, this is weird. Like, it's weirdly quiet.
Yeah, I will say, like, I was surprised when I went into work. Like, no one was talking about the election. And I was like, that's a little strange.
You see, even Trey said it now. It was dumb quiet. Look.
Really?
Look on your life. See if we're frozen.
No, our mind's just valid.
Okay, so I think it's just because my sister has her AirPods on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Imagine she hears you.
Oh. Ah. The volume is all the way down anyway. No, yeah, if I felt like I could scream Lily's name from my house. I swear to God, it was so quiet. I'm telling you. My computer is cooked.
Don't listen to him. He just here to troll.
The economy's horrible right now, man. Leave me alone. Next. Like, please. And it's not going to get better. Well, you guys aren't watching me from my computer, so don't even play. Hello.
Yeah, exactly. You just chat. Faulty equipment. Shut up, bro.
Oh, no, man. No, but he said it was quiet as fuck, man. We live in the South Side. What?
Yeah, facts.
What do you mean?
That's crazy.
I truly, like, I opened my window and it was like, you know that when you hear the ringing because it's so quiet?
Yeah.
I felt that.
That's insane. I don't know. It's like, I don't know, man. I just don't know anymore.
It's just, I feel like, and then I was on Threads and a lot of people were saying that. And I was like, yo, I'm not crazy. Like, and they were in Brooklyn. No music was playing apparently at all. Like, yo, yeah, I haven't seen him in mad long and he lives like 2 blocks away from me.
Just go say hi, guys.
Let's go to Shake Shack.
Boom. This guy said, I'm here for the vibes. Yeah, I don't know. It's just a scary time.
I feel like we're processing just as a city.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're going through is it the 7 stages of grief?
The grief stuff?
Yeah. Do you feel like you're going through that post-election?
Yeah. It was a moment I did cry, I won't lie. Like, I did get emotional. And I think it wasn't for me. It was for the women that don't have the freedoms that I have here. I know we're about to have canes. I'm sorry. Like, a very serious conversation. But, yes, we're about to have canes, bro, on the app. What?
Not going to lie to you guys. I think it's overrated. I tried the one in the city. Really? It tastes like school food. I'm not going to lie to you.
Damn.
But I'm still going to try it for myself. I think that's a New York problem and us having mad processed food. I don't think that chicken is real.
For sure. Because I want to go to I go to other states and try fast food and I'm like, ooh.
Bro, me, Josh, Shania, and Danny went to Puerto Rico and went to McDonald's.
Food is
chicken nuggets, fire. McChicken, fire. Chicken wrap, fire. I'm like, this tastes dead ass like real chicken.
That's why everybody in New York talk about New York is trash.
Yeah, we don't have real food. I'm sorry, guys.
No, we really don't. Like, I love it here, but, like, let's be so serious.
The one in City is fire. I don't know, Trey. I don't know. I went there. How long ago was that? It might have been, like, a year now. I think it was around this time of the year last year I went. And it was not hitting at all. It did. That's just, like, food school. School food. I said food.
Oh,
food.
No. Yo. There are so many videos I've been seeing like that. It gets me so weak. Like, somebody said a spoon and a fork, but they couldn't say a spoon and a fork. They said a spoon and a spork. And then they kept trying, and they just wasn't.
Just wasn't clicking.
No, it'd be like that sometimes, man. English doesn't English. English is actually not my first language.
Oh, yeah. Bro, we went to Puerto Rico. We went to this restaurant, and it was this old dude. Deadass, he didn't seem like he had an accent or anything. He like seemed like he was like from not even like from America. I felt like he was like from New York. He was like a Puerto Rican dude from New York that was in Puerto Rico. But he came in, the vibes were valid. Like, he set us up with all the best meals. He was talking to us like we was like normal people
I think it's just a New York thing that we're just like grumpy.
Yeah, we're not used to it, yeah.
Because I be having people come up to me and they be like, oh, hey, somebody comes up to me, I guess my piercings are our talking point. Like, oh, I really like your piercings. Thank you. I don't really continue the conversation after that, like, you know? And then, so which one hurt the most? Oh, so you want to talk about them. Dang it. And then I tell them, like, oh, you know, the one on my lip, whatever, you know, the swelling, but it went down. And then I'm from the South. Oh, you still want to keep talking? Oh, my God. Like,
bro, I would feel like that at work.
No. Then he's like, oh, where were you born? I was born in, like, you know, but I was raised here. Now. Yeah, you could tell. Wait, what do you mean you could tell? Like,
what's that supposed to mean?
Yeah, like, but I feel like, see, that's such a New York response. Like, wait, yeah. What do you mean? Like, oh man, but I love it here. It's so fun.
Yeah,
I wouldn't live anywhere else in the United States. It's either here, Puerto Rico, or gone.
Yeah. After this election, I don't think it's safe to go anywhere else.
I'm scared. Like, no, thank you.
Like, maybe Cali, maybe, but I don't know. It's a lot of white people in Cali. I don't know.
I feel like it's fake progressive people over there.
Low key. To be honest, after this election, it made me think. I'm like, is anyone actually progressive? Like, I don't know. Is this shit all cap? Because, like, if you look back in history, New York has always been a fake Democratic state where, like, it'll vote democratically, but like its values and the stuff that's important to the state is not democratic at all, especially upstate. So I'm wondering, post-election, I'm like, damn, is this all a lie?
It's like, it feels like it, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that too. I actually do. Because it's like, I see so many people here and there always talking and talking and talking about like, yeah, this country's a mess. And but then it's like all of you people are saying the same thing and we're having the same freaking turnout. What is going on here? Something's not adding up.
And it's crazy. Who's like, lying? A lot Who's of the lying? Biggest policies in this election or stuff that went back to like the 90s, 80s, 70s that they were discussing. Like, we're still talking about race, we're still talking about women's rights, and it's like, it's 2024. How are we still here?
Oh my god, I feel like this wasn't even this talked about in 2016, like before he was president, like it was not this bad. Yes, I was asked, like, where are you from, really, you know? But we were getting to a point at that time where it wasn't like that anymore.
Yeah, it was a more comfortable conversation.
Seriously, when we were in high school, I swear to God, like, those first 2 years of my high school for me, like, the first three, actually, because this was you're so lucky. You're so lucky. You're so lucky. Your whole high school was basically no Trump, except for the last one. I had two. It was half of mine. But we're blessed to even have had a graduation, let's be so for real. Yeah. No, but really, let's talk about it, because the first time, let's look at the consequences, okay? He took COVID as a joke. What happened?
Lockdown for what?
What happened? Two, three months? I swear to God, if this was any other candidate, I'd like to believe it would have been different. I'd like to believe that, yes, we would have been on quarantine for a little bit.
It would have been.
But maybe not as long, because it would have been taken seriously from get.
Yeah, because I think Barack had talked about it when it was happening. He was like, yo, when I was in office, like, any type of, like, I think we had Ebola happen, and, like, they got that.
Yes, Trey,
quick.
We can get changed. But, yes, Ebola was happening. I remember that. We were freshmen, I think, that when
stuff.
That happened.
Yeah. All that stuff happened under him, and, like, he got to that.
It was contained quick. I don't remember feeling scared.
Not at all.
I remember, like, yes, the fear-mongering. I was very much like, like,
yeah, there's definitely some racist things going on past the disease, but the disease itself didn't hurt anybody.
But again, it's like any excuse to let me pop out my racism a little bit. Like, for like those people, I swear to God, it's anything. They'll use anything.
Yeah.
They'll find anything. And then that, like, he said, remember they had Ebola?
What? When the fuck? I don't think I knew you when Ebola was going on. What are you chatting about, Trey?
Definitely not. Trey was my friend when Ebola was going on. We were freshmen, okay? I knew Trey from, like, the summer thing that we did the summer before. Remember when he got shot? Yo! Oh, my God! Not this joke again.
These fucking racism. See, this is the problem with the country.
This is the problem. The perfect representation. Thank you for being the example in our comment section. Thank you.
Anyway.
Yo, I can't.
Yeah, I don't know. Trump, he's just a fucking fool, bro. He's completely a fool.
And he makes it okay to be a fool.
Yeah.
That's how I feel, and that's how I feel like it's gonna go. I just feel like, how am I gonna move on right now? Like, how am I gonna carry myself? What am I gonna do? Am I gonna go into boxing classes? I don't know, because maybe it's a man teaching the class, and what if he wants to punch me in the face? Like,
yeah, Jesus Christ.
This is regular thoughts for a woman now, by the way. Like, you know? Like, this is the problem, and yes, maybe it's a little bit extreme, but also, like, look at who's president.
Yeah, that's why I like having women friends, because like I get a whole different POV that I just like don't even think about or consider at all. Like every time I'm around like a bunch of women, either like from work or just like friends or whatever, and they're like, "Oh, like, can you walk me home?" or like they're worried about walking home alone. Every time in my head, I'm like, "Oh, why?" And then they explain it. I'm like, "Oh yeah, right, right."
That's why you see how world. It surprises me every time, like when we hang out or whatever, and you'll take me to the bus stop. I'll be like, "Oh, you just walked me here? Oh, thanks."
Yeah, because like, I'm like, so used to women needing that. So I'm like, "Okay, like, let me go."
And
do
it's
that.
So appreciated. And I'm so used to being on my like. I'm very like, I don't give a fuck. You know, like
yeah.
Right, but like. And the thing is, like, I didn't even notice that, but like, yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, you do always do that, period, and without asking.
Yeah.
That is when people are like, oh, but like, it's not words, it's actions. It's actions like that. You know what I mean? It's like you just simply just understanding, like, oh, yeah. You know, let me just walk her over there because the best I could do. Period. Like, literally, like, it takes that much. Just treat us like people, you know? That's treating us like humans.
But it's crazy because, like, every time I think about this, I'm like, who are the men that's not doing this? Like, who is the one, who are the men that are like, eh, fuck these women? It's like, what the fuck?
See, but also you have to think about, like I said, a cultural thing for Latinos in specific. Like, even me, sometimes I have trouble, like when I'm, say I'm with a man or whatever, right? And it's like, if he doesn't drive me or if he doesn't, like, you know, just immediately, like, make sure that I'm safe or, like, at least ask me that I'm safe. Like, I would have never thought it was a big deal because, like I said, I'm a very, like, person. Like, but at the same time, that's just kind of bare minimum. And because of the way that I grew up, it's, like, I have to do for the man, not the man has to do for me. You.
Yeah.
And it's, like, because I grew up like that, it's a little bit hard to break out of those, like, just implemented thoughts, you know? Yes, I'm safe.
What they say now?
He said, "Lily, are you safe?"
Oh,
I'm safe. I feel safe. That's what's important, you know.
Yeah.
I feel safest in my home, and I'm glad I can say my home now. Like, I used to be like, ah, that's just my house. No, this is my home now. I make it my home. Which is maybe this is like a. I don't know if this is invalidating, but like. You know, when you're ready, you do gotta get up and make your home a home if it doesn't feel like one. Like, if you can't leave where you're at, you gotta do what you can to make it your home.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel safest here. I don't, like, really, like, I don't want to go outside right now. Like, it's, no. I just don't. That's how I'm feeling. I'm going through the stages of grief. Are you?
I don't know. Honestly, you're still
processing?
Yeah, I feel like I'm still processing a lot of this. I'm honestly, so like my advice of the day, like I was gonna like put that towards the end of this live, but we could like hash on that now. Like my advice of the day is like just to pay attention, just because you know we're in the situation that we're in now, and it's like there's only so much we can do. So it's like it's better just to pay attention to like what Trump wants to do, see how the world just around actually, us is like, going, and just kind of
policies and see if there's anything that we should change, if there's anything that will help and stuff like that. Like just actually like let's just do actual research and just actually look into things before just believing anything we see on the internet.
Exactly.
That's the most important. I think that's a very important advice of the day, especially in these times. Like, don't believe everything you see on the internet, especially like say we're talking or whatever. Like we said, we're not no experts, and there's a lot of people that are like talking and they're not experts either. They're just having their opinions. So it's like, just do your own research. Like, if you really want to.
And I think this election is going to make people have to pay attention just because how radical Trump is as a president, just because of how the world is right now.
People are saying we need Donald Trump for the Democrats, and it's like, no, actually, please.
God, no.
Would they cancel each other out?
No, Kivo. Do you think Bernie Sanders is the Democratic Trump?
Do you think?
I think so. Because we got super loyal to him kind of out of nowhere.
I love him though.
Yeah, like he had amazing energy. But I don't know any of his policies or anything like that. I hated that. Yeah, that's the thing. But to be honest, funny enough though, he's more coherent than Biden is, which is like crazy.
But I don't know if you saw actually a recent video of Biden just recently, like in the past few days, I think, like after the election, like all the stress is gone or whatever. He looks fine.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's probably stress. Really, it's like he has so much going on, and he's old, so like, he just looks bad.
Why are we electing old ass to be in office anyway?
That's another reason why I wanted to vote for Kamala, because she's a lot younger, and we decided to trend that way. But that didn't happen either.
It's all around just like wow, like
yeah,
it's like disappointed but not surprised. Very disappointed. Oh, that's how I feel.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping, right, like, if we look at the way the our presidents have been over the last, I guess you can say, like, 20-ish years, like, obviously, we had Barack was the first black president, right? I mean, shortly after Hillary ran for president. Obviously, she didn't win, but, like, we had a woman run for president. And I think Kamala, record-wise, not only had, like, the most endorsements from a president in a very long time, but also got a lot of popular votes for a woman. So it seems like we are treading in a positive direction. It's just not happening immediately. So maybe over time this will happen, but
yeah, I hope so. I just
because the fact that she even got this far in the race is like pretty significant.
The thing is, did she get this far? Did Biden get this far, and she just had to take his place because he had to drop out?
That's I don't know, because I feel like a lot of people were out.
That's
on Biden.
An argument
like,
some people are making, and it's like sometimes I'll think about it. And it's just like, okay, I see what you're saying.
I think, yeah, I mean, she definitely started in a good place because of Biden, but I think that was more because people didn't believe in Biden less than it was, well, I guess that's a bad way of looking at it, but I think it's more
no,
people
but
being
no,
like,
let's
we
be
don't
serious.
Really fuck
that's
with Biden,
was.
But also,
like,
well, yeah, like, fuck it, this is our option, let's just support this option.
Because, look, I don't know, something was up with him, you know, he just didn't look well, and you can tell, like, I'm sorry, I've had grandparents before, like, you know, it's like, come on, you know, I've had grandparents before and sick grandparents at that. So it's like, you just know when something is up. And I even showed the video to my mom and she was like, yeah, no, something is definitely like, and she's a home attendant. So hello, she knows what she's talking about. And so it's like, and that's why I was just like, man, at this point, who do I vote for? And it,
that was our
then,
best bet.
She gave us a little bit of hope, you know? And I think maybe that's why she did so well.
Yeah, like one criticism I kept seeing about the Democratic Party and how they handled this race was like, they told Biden to get out like way too late into the race and they should have like set up Kamala like early on. And honestly, I agree with that. I think if she had more time to run and they had a better campaign run for her, I think it would have worked out better.
I feel like he should have never ran.
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like if
I feel like from year one, people were like, man, fuck this guy, bye.
But again, this was right after Trump time. So it's like,
yeah,
of course, they're going to immediately, oh, fuck that guy. Like, it's not, let me see. Yeah. Like, I don't agree with him, but let me see. Like, but this is what I'm saying. And I don't know if it's going to get worse or people are going to realize how stupid they're being. But like.
But then like Trump can't run again, so. After this, I guess the Republican Party's kind of
and this
fucked.
Is another thing that I've seen that I don't know if it's like he's being serious or he's just like, are you just
the
like,
whole dictatorship?
Like he wants, like he wants to like, oh, he wants to run for a third, but like, no. If you do that, then you would have to abolish, I think, the 22nd Amendment.
Yes,
I'm pretty sure the 22nd or the 23rd, one of the 20 ones. You would have to abolish that, and then somebody I saw somebody on Twitter said once Trump abolishes that amendment, Trump's gonna be in office, and it's over then. And like you did this to yourself, you know.
And like he might not even do it just because he wants to be president. He might do it just because he doesn't want to go to prison, which is like insane.
That's what I'm saying, yo. How are people not thinking about this? Because I was actually gonna bring that up. How like you don't. You don't think that he's just trying to have a little ticket out of the jail?
No, he's definitely
right
doing
now.
That.
Like,
but I don't know if you saw.
This is?
Eric, Mayor Adams, he had a press conference. I think it was today, and he was talking about how he talked to Trump, and the reporter they asked him like, "Oh, like what did you guys discuss?" And like, was it about the funding or with the immigrants and everything that's going on, or with the migrants? And he was like, well, I like to keep private conversations private, but we did talk about funding, yada, yada. Like, when he said, like, the whole part of, like, oh, I like to keep private conversations private, a part of me was like, wait, Trump is currently in trouble, ran for president, and is going to be able to get out of his trouble. I wonder if he had a conversation with Trump about, like, hey, since you're in office now, and I'm currently in trouble with the people in New York, could you help me out and get me out of my trouble and let me stay?
Wait, because I almost forgot about that.
Yeah, so I wonder. Because he talked to him pretty, That's what I'm saying. And he talked to Trump pretty fucking quickly. So I'm like, I'm a little worried. But
man, I don't know, what?
Man. Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry, Lily. I didn't want to scare you.
No, but you know what? It's good to know these things. Like, I'm the type of person that wants.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I know there's some people that don't want to know, but I do want to know. Like,
we have to pay attention, bro. Like, I spent.
No, see, like you were saying, we do. We do got to pay attention. That is something to, like, wow. Because they are buddies.
Yeah.
I don't like that they're buddies. I never liked that, actually.
Like, it's good for your mayor to.
Friend? Like,
yeah. Like, it's good for your mayor to have a relationship with the president, but, like, when they're both being convicted of doing things illegal during their terms,
see, this, like, is so annoying because, yes, I feel safe in New York City, but, like, do I feel safe in New York City because our mayor is also convicted?
Exactly. I don't know.
my mayor and also my president.
Yeah, this is.
What kind of world am I living in? Oh, my God. Not right now, please.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Like, what do you even mean?
All right. It is getting a little late. So do you want to give your advice of the day if you have advice of the day?
My advice of the day is especially for my girls, my women out there. Feel what you need to. Stay at home as long as you need to. Do what you need to feel safe. And New York is a safe space. Remember that. Please. That's what I'll have for today. I feel like that's what's most important for me to say, for real.
Yeah, no. And if
don't give up hope. Let's not give up hope, please. Because it's sad. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Feel your feelings. But do not give up hope. That's one thing. That will ruin you.
And for the women that don't live in New York City, and you, let's say you happen to live in a state where abortion is decided by your state, please pay attention to when those bills and those stuff are being put out there, those proposals, and make sure you vote and, like, really decide, because the local politics matter way more than it does the big one. So please pay attention to everything.
Pay attention to what it's going to do to you.
Yeah. This was fun.
This was interesting, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I had a time.
Yeah. For the people that are still here, hopefully we can do this every Friday, at least for the next month or so, and then maybe over time, if this keeps growing, we can do this more often. Yeah. I definitely enjoy doing this.
I do really, too.
Yeah. I didn't think about how I was gonna, like, end this at all, but
me either. I'm like, wait a minute, what are we saying?
Yeah. But yeah, thanks you guys for tuning in. Trey and Josh, thank you for being super active in the chat.
For real.
But yeah, no, this is fun. Obviously, we're gonna talk about more things today. We only talked about the election because it was just the biggest thing.
But you know what? Yeah, I feel like what we talked about was very much core.
Yeah, I feel like we covered all the bases in this conversation, so that's good. But yeah, I'll probably do this more. I'll answer the questions that I didn't answer that some people left on my Instagram story, on my story later tonight.
Yeah, because we did answer them here, so you could.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah, that was it, guys.
Good night, happy weekend.
Yeah, fast good night. Have a good weekend. It's a 3-day weekend, right? There's no.
And if you see me scrolling, mind your business.
But yeah, good night, guys. See you guys next week.
Next week.
And I'll wait. Oh, fuck. And stream.